And we're coming back with Lowell Ponte. Lowell is a journalistic genius. He's actually an amazingly smart guy. And he's written not only science issues, but he writes a lot of financial things with Craig R. Smith, his mentor and billionaire buddy. And your latest book, Lowell, this comes out. By the way, you guys do some neat stuff. You actually provide the book free if they just call this number, 800-630-1492. And again, you use this for a memory trick. It's not 1494 like Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It's just 2 years earlier. So that's 800-630-1492.
Lowell, tell us about this latest. Both years.
Yeah.
No, 1492 was the year in which Columbus, quote unquote, discovered America, and right, all the people who discovered it first. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, anyway, here's the story. What's the latest book? Why did you and Craig Smith write this? And where do you see things going? Because we have shark-infested financial waters, and a lot of people don't realize if they don't have an alternative to the fractional reserve funny money cash. I personally think they need gold and silver, but they should also have a whole plethora of things, including prepper supplies they can exchange for other things, carat bar gold, which is by the gram, which is a converted network. But they need to be prepared for the fact that even with geniuses, and one of our friends, Mark and Pam, sent, this is pretty funny, they sent a T-shirt to me with a picture of Trump opening up his suit, and inside it shows S for Superman, and he's got that Superman look on. And I'm thinking, okay, even with Superman there, the system is still going to have some pretty serious, what we call collapses and semi-collapses in the next year or two. And, you know, even with the Congressional Budget Office talking about health care and about, you know, 11 million people, even just with getting rid of the mandates, are going to get out of health care. We still have Glass-Steagall, not in there. We still have a crazy market with 105 nations with border taxes. We still don't have a stable, you want to call it, trade system. And then, of course, luckily, you know, Trump got out of these trade deals like the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic Partnerships. We're going to hand to boards of not, you know, we call it representatively, you know, they're going to basically make our government, our Senate and Congress and our president ultra vires, or basically vestigial. There's some, you know, luckily we've got a real leader who will draw on the resources of all these people. But in this book, you cover a lot of material that shows exactly why things are so screwed up by people like Obama and George Bush Jr., going right back to the times of Kennedy, all the way back from Bretton Woods. What's the primary purpose of the book, and what are the titles and subsections that we need to know about?
Well, the book was inspired in part by Brexit, by the British voting to leave the European Union. I discovered in investigating this, the European Union was created after World War II, bit, by a French intellectual named Jean Monnet. And Jean Monnet was of the opinion that two things must happen. A, Europe must be unified so that a terrible world war will not happen again.
Right.
Makes there. And two, much to his horror, he realized that Hitler had been duly elected.
So in other words, he had to take away national sovereignty in order to create the super state.
And have bureaucrats run it.
So you couldn't have a federation of Europe like the United States, where you have United States that are voted representatives. You wanted a federation run by bureaucrats in Brussels.
Right. In other words, he wanted to do away with democracy altogether.
Right.
And that basically is what the European Union is. It is a profoundly anti-democratic, we're not really going to let you vote on anything organization. Right. It began as the European Coal and Steel Community. Then it evolved to, you know, it evolved through a whole series of stages. And the idea was they were just going to, one by one, and this cook the frogs in the pot until they realize they can't jump out kind of attitude.
Yeah.
They were going to put more and more rules on people's lives until they'd wake up one morning and find that they were actually being governed from Brussels. And indeed, the British did.
Right.
They found 63% of all the laws and rules controlling their country were now coming from the European Union and not from their own elected representatives. Now,
that number you've quoted, actually, you've did some research, so you've got a pretty solid grip on that number, like the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. That 62% is pretty horrendous. It means no wonder the Brits want to leave. They're smart enough, eating their bangers and mash, they say, you know, we're enough of having this hirage of Muslim invaders, people from North Africa that don't integrate or with our society. And now we have a London mayor that's from Pakistan, and he wants to institute various levels of Sharia law and Muslim-compliant issues, including don't criticize Muhammad. And on top of that, the European Union make business decisions so that the Greeks can't sell their extra olive oil or feta cheese to get themselves out of their mess. It's just disgusting, isn't it?
Sure. Some of the rules were little tiny things like the shape of a banana that you could sell in a store. It couldn't bend more than so many degrees. But many of them were gigantic rules. Like, you cannot close your borders to anyone else from the EU who wants to come and live there. And if they can't find work in England, well, then you have to pay them welfare for the rest of their lives.
Whoa.
You will pay fines if you do not allow these Muslim immigrants in. They've been threatening Poland and other countries with that.
Why do these politicians like Angela Merkel, who's now trying to spin this, think that they have a political life beyond the public finally waking up? It's all like getting branded. You know, you can say one thing and laugh your head off like SNL, but when the branding iron hits your butt, you're going to jump.
Well, number one, let's think about who Angela Merkel is historically. She was not raised in Germany, right, as we know it. She was raised in East Germany. And yeah, as a child in East Germany, she was so good at studying Russian history and the Russian language. She's totally fluent in Russian.
Right.
She and Vladimir Putin must have fun because he, of course, is a KGB agent, was stationed for many years in Germany. Right. So they could talk in each other's languages.
Sure she and her relatives are part of the Schmitznats that came into Germany from East Germany.
And perhaps most interesting, she has on her desk, it is said, a small painting of a European woman. The woman is Catherine the Great of Russia.
Right. And who was a German, wasn't she?
Yeah, Catherine the Great started out as a German princess and went to Russia and didn't like the czar she was married to. She had him taken out. She had a lot of other people taken out, and she just became empress,
right,
of the Russian Empire. She's the one who originally, for example, conquered Crimea and the naval base there for Russia. And this is the ultimate hero. This is the great ideal that Angela Merkel holds before herself as the perfect human being.
That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
A failed German took over Russia.
Isn't that bizarre? I mean, this is a kind of a strange, twisted philosophy of this dialectic of chaos and conflict between Germany and Russia. And by the way, a lot of this was driven by the British, because people don't understand the Bolshevik Revolution was entirely a British intel operation. And it was collaborated by America and Canada. I took care of, actually, in the Banfield Pavilion, Canadian military personnel from the Highlanders Division that marched in and took St. Petersburg, which was at the time converted to Stalingrad, and Moscow, and held it until the guns arrived, paid by J.P. Morgan, were originally funded by the Rothschilds of Europe, and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and they made sure that they didn't have any guns, they didn't even have pop guns, and the Bolsheviks were held, those cities were held by American and Canadian troops until their guns arrived, and then they withdrew. People right. don't understand this. They don't realize the story that, in fact, this is a British operation to destroy Russia because it was a main competitor for the British Empire, and they were cousins. That's why these guys look like each other, because genetically they shared so many genes. They were kissing cousins, literally.
Oh, they were. The Kaiser of Germany and the Tsar of Russia were both basically descendants of Queen Victoria.
It's amazing,
so that's
isn't it?
Further complicated.
They're all distant cousins. It's like you could go from one court to the other, and other than the paintings and the language, it's like you guys are relatives, aren't you? Yeah, we're like third or fourth cousins max, maybe third.
And in fact, if you want to be truly historic about it, both the word Kaiser and the word Tsar have the same root, which is Caesar.
Right.
And what did Caesar mean? Well, for Julius Caesar, it was a kind of nickname that he acquired that meant Harry. This was a joke among his troops because he was nearly bald. and he was very obsessed with his hair.
So in other words, Caesar man Harry, that's why they would put on his head this little wreath of these little leaves around the side of his head to make up for the fact he didn't have hair.
Well, that's part of the tradition that came down from the Olympics and so on.
Right.
You wore such a wreath. But yes, I'm sure that helped him a great deal. In fact, there's a lot of history you can get into. Caligula, for example, was not really the Mad Roman Emperor's name. It was his nickname. It means little boots, because his father, who was the most popular general in all of the Roman armies, used to take his son on campaign with him, and he would stand this little bitty boy up on a table where he was wearing army boots. And so the little boy was called Caligula, Little Boots.
You're kidding.
No, he was very popular. I mean, in effect, Caligula, for his first few years as emperor, was actually a very good emperor. Then he had an illness. He was in like 105-plus degree fever for more than a week. And when he came out of it, he was insane.
Okay, so basically he fried his frontal cortex and he had no executive functions except for the amygdala and the rage control. The reptilian brain was in control now.
Yeah, and so he made his own horse a senator in the Roman Senate and so on.
But Yeah, that's funny.
These are things that come down to you as historic matters, and you begin to see all kinds of interesting interweavings.
Right.
And, of course, Russia developed its alphabet. You could say it's written language from Cyrillic, from two saints of the Orthodox Church, hence Russian Orthodoxy.
Right. In fact, they didn't have an alphabet until Cyril actually created it.
Yeah, but they were called the Cyrillic alphabet, oddly enough.
Right. Right.
But yes, that's how they came by their faith. And nowadays, ironically, Putin, wherever he travels, keeps a high official of the Russian Orthodox Church around, presumably to limit the chances of being assassinated. I don't know.
Well, now consider Putin, by the way. People don't understand this in the West. He's the most popular politician in modern history. And so when they came, I had a march like a week or so ago about this other guy that was assassinated in Red Square. They've tried to assassinate Putin so many times, it's countless. Okay? And what's going on, of course, if you continue to try to assassinate somebody, he's probably going to counteract, but that person or organization is going to get assassinated. They're going to get terminated. And Putin is considered like St. Paul, a literally walking, living St. Paul to the Russian Orthodox. People don't know that. He instituted a few years ago a fertility day, free paid-off day, just to make Russian babies. And he's trying his best to stop the flow of crocodile, which is this very inferior heroin that's coming in from Afghanistan, which, by the way, we protected the Afghan rebels to make sure that the illegal drugs still got into Russia and Moscow and other cities, to make sure it degraded the Russian youth. And Putin knows this.
Not unlike what we did keeping the Golden Triangle drug trade going in Vietnam and areas. Yeah,
right. We did that on purpose. And by the way, we wouldn't interfere with their gun trade or their drug trade that flowed directly into Russia. And we did it on purpose to screw the Russians. And people don't know that. So when they see the Russians, they have a very measured response to a very nasty attitude of the West. And when I see these generals parading all over Fox News saying how Iran is this major sponsor of terrorism, I'd like to have them point out one incident where a boss or a person saying Allahu Akbar has blown himself up and killed people in any city that's from Iran. It just hasn't ever occurred. These guys literally haven't had a declaration of war in Iran since 1717, and it's like 300 years. Are they crazy?
We're not counting the Muslim Chechens in that, of course.
No, we're talking about Iran. The Chechens are crazy. And these are blue-eyed maniacs who are attacking Russia like crazy. And by the way Putin dealt with these guys, he said, hey, we can do one of two things. We can either wipe you out because we can, or you can join us and we'll actually hire you to actually be part of the side to maintain peace. And guess what? The Chechens took up the deal because they didn't want to get annihilated. So Putin had a way of dealing with these maniacs to say, you can live with us and actually collaborate, or we're going to kill you all. And guess what? They took the deal. Isn't that funny?
How peculiar. And they call themselves faithful, but it's true. We have seen all these leaders who stand up before groups and say, I want suicide bombers, but they themselves never become suicide bombers.
Unless all of a sudden Putin talks to you and says, you know, I'm going to get you leaders too. And by the way, we're really good at, and leaders realize, the Chechens are so clever, they're actually hooking together microwaves, pulling off the front doors, leaving a cyclotron on that actually generates a microwave pulse, and plugging the suckers in when helicopters or Russian jets would fly over Chechnya to knock them out of the sky. And they'd hook up five or six of these along a set of boards and literally pull them up and plug them in, literally as a jet or helicopter flew over to knock them out of the air with their, even though most of them were on tube systems, they were what's called EMP-resistant tubes, like the old-style, you know, radio and TV,
right. Because
they're harder to knock out of the air, except for our Atmel, what's called their ferromagnetic chips you make in Colorado Springs that are very EMP-resistant. The Russians were smart enough to maintain tubes in their jets and their aircraft.
These are more than gallium arsenide chips you're talking about.
These are called ferromagnetic chips. They're EMP proof for missile systems and aircraft, but their production level was so low it was ridiculous. They just weren't
and
enough.
And the gallium arsenide chips to do that were awfully brittle too.
Well, the gallium arsenide are totally different. They're quantum chips. And they thought they were going to have to build them in the space station with Seymour Cray back in 94. By 95, he actually figured out how to do it, but within 11 months, they killed him near Air Force Academy because he created the gallium arsenide chip, which means one Cray 5 could have the processing capacity of 100,000 Cray 4s. And I know, I walked through the quantum array physically underground in the tunnels by these liquid nitrogen cooled, and they have the mica screen with the wires and everything. It looked like a beast inside them. And you could look through the liquid nitrogen and actually see these millions of wires and chip arrays all set up inside the machine. It was like otherworldly. It's like a sci-fi thriller. And you're walking through these tunnels 18 feet high with fiber optic cables the size of your thumb and hundreds of them going in every direction. It was nuts.
Well, ultimately, they want fiber optic computers to take over some of this because they're also EMP resistant.
I talked to actually an engineer from Apple 20 years ago. And I know all the details about Andor and Knot chips and how you can make a what's called light circuit computer. And they already had the technology over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And an opening scheduled to release them in the 2030s.
Well, and now we're going to have to buy the Beatles' White Album all over again. I know. The old joke.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Welcome back. And so let's talk about how to get this amazing book. And the title again, Lowell, is the number is 800-630-1492, 800-630-1492. And you can get the ebook version or the physical book version. Postage paid. Actually, it's, you know, free.
This is Craig and I.
Did you guys write this?
Oh, well, this is Craig and I just doing our little mission from God, like the Blues Brothers. You know, we like to give people information.
Lowell.
Hello?
Contact again.
Am I gone? Am I still here?
Reconnect Lowell.
Am I here?
Well, that's
am I not here?
We're getting a lot of disconnections the last day or so. Of course, talking about some of these issues, I'm thinking that what people don't understand is that transnational corporations like computer industry often have technology that literally is decades ahead of what they say they have, but they're not going to release it. And that's why when we see the deep state, for example, in the WikiLeaks dropping Vault 7, it's really quite minor what they've dropped compared to the actual information that I've talked about for the last 19 years, since 1999 and 1998 at the Prophecy Club. What people need to start grasping is that everybody has been hacked and tracked, and your emails and phones and your smart meters and your Samsung TVs and everything. This is just the facts. Do we have Joel back?
Am I here?
Okay, we're not connecting there. Somehow we have lost our connection. Lowell. Let's connect to my phone if necessary. Somehow we've lost our connection with Lowell Ponte. I will try to connect him. Yeah, okay, so something happened.
I don't know what happened. Connection. Hello?
Okay, so...
am I here?
Let's look at... Lowell, are you there?
I'm here, yeah. Hello?
I heard a yes, but I don't hear Lowell.
I'm here.
I can't hear Lowell at all.
Yeah. Why am I not going through to his board?
Something's happening there at the board at Republic Broadcasting. I know we had some tech problems in the first hour yesterday, but we're... I can't hear Lowell at all.
Huh.
There he is.
Strange.
Okay. Do you think it was at your end, Lowell, your Skype?
Well, we reconnected, but I don't know why I would cease. See, I was hearing you all along. There was no break in the line that way.
You have to understand now, and I made these statements last week when I was on what's Breaking Down the Walls, the radio show for 2 hours, which I call Stream of Consciousness Radio, where literally I spoke literally for 2 hours. I did get callers which called and asked questions. And I raised this issue, which I find a lot of people don't have the cojones to actually, or the nerve to ask me, but there is not an issue on earth in any human endeavor that I will not provide an answer or a solution to the answer. Now, I want people to understand this. I'm going to tell them the straight up truth. And I did when I sat in the board meeting of the Medical Board of Examiners, We're trying to find a reason to pull my license back because I did research on hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I worked with Operation Top Off a Dark Winter with the FBI and CDC. I took care of Superfund sites. I was a whistleblower on the what's called Vault 7, which is a matrix project at Schriever Air Force Base. Three higher levels of security than NORAD. Presidential level security clearance because they're doing evil to the American citizens and people of Earth. And people need to know this truth. Whether you're an American citizen or a believer or a non-believer, wherever you are, you're a human being. You need to know this stuff. And the same thing with financial things. You're about to be trapped in a system that if you don't become aware of it, you're going to be desperately sorry. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter how many pension funds you have. It doesn't matter what nation you live in, actually. This system is about to capture humanity, isn't it, Lowell?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, a recent example we saw of that, imagine people going into gold stores and frantically with their hands full of money, trying to trade it because the dollars, the money in their hands, has been declared to be worthless in a matter of hours. Well, that actually happened last November 8th in India.
Right.
Gold went to a price of $2,800 an ounce.
Right.
In those gold stores, more than double its current price.
Right. But even gold in the world of the cyber currencies, as it says in the Bible, there shall be a day when even your gold will canker. Now, gold can't rust, but it can become illegal tender under a global cybernetic government where Vault 7 is a true reality. And what Dr. Deagle said in this evil medical board tried to persecute me over for telling the truth, that at some day, everything's going to be divots in their supercomputer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know
enough. Tie this to military things too. I'm just looking at Drudge here now. I'm sure that when Xi Jinping, who by the way went to university in South Carolina, has a chance to meet with Donald Trump at the White House, people underestimate Donald. I mean, I got a T-shirt from Mark and Pam up in Connecticut, and it shows Donald opening up his suit, and all of a sudden you can see his T-shirt underneath there, and it says S for Superman. Xi Jinping, by the way, is not an idiot. He knows that he's totally dependent on America, and if he screws with America, the Chinese economy is going to crash in 2 weeks. He also has to understand that Kim Jong-un and his crazy comments and his missile tests are very provocative. He is fully intending on engaging America in a nuclear war, and I had my contact 2 months ago from one of my contacts at CENTCOM who said, in no uncertain terms, that the No-4 and No-8 missiles by the end of this month, 2017, can strike New York City from Pyongyang. We're not talking about 10 years from now or 4 years from now. We're talking about 2 weeks from now. So we have to understand, when Kim Jong-un says Kim Jong-un threatens merciless attack on USA for South Korean drills, and South Korea gets the THAAD, or theater air defense systems, and of course also probably has a space-based weapon systems, which is a Tesla weapon, and plasma interferometry weapon systems, people need to know exactly, they need to know exactly that Trump is going to take this son of a bitch out. And it has to occur financially. China has to know that part of the deal with working out a fair trade deal with China, because they're screwing with us and playing with their economy and their currency, is a gold-backed U.S. dollar, locked-in currency exchanges, and rules of the road that we can both benefit. They need our liquid natural gas so they can actually see the sky. They need to have rules of the road so they don't destroy their own population with dangerous environmental policies of dumping pollution in their cities and their rivers, so now their entire country is becoming a wasteland. And we need to have a system also set up so there's some stability in the world economy, so we don't go to war, because we can't, if you don't do business in peace, you're going to have war. And unfortunately, under idiots like Obama that want to build up the military, including on the border with Russia, and our so-called line in the sand policies from the idiot, the Hildebeest, we were marching quickly toward a thermonuclear exchange with Russia and China. And that doesn't need to happen. But it's all based on bad economic policies and bad finances, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. I mean, there's tremendous potential instability out there. There's also a very nice world if these people would just cooperate.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it could change. And that's why it's changed even in 2 months with Trump there. The problem is, that's why, have you ever seen anybody have a conniption? I would say I've seen it close, because I worked in emergency and trauma units. When someone has a true conniption, they actually turn inside out and die instantly. And the globalists are at that point where they're ready. You can hear this kind of vibrating sound, and you know they're almost ready to have conniptions. They're going to turn inside out.
Wow.
Because honestly, they are so ballistic, they're not even rational. I don't know how even the left media, like CNN, NBC, and ABC, can actually try to look at you and stare at you and nod their head like it's the truth. And they're lying straight to your faces, like it's like the kid who's in the cookie jar and there's cookie crumbs all over their face. I'm thinking, you can't lie to me, kid. I see cookie crumbs on your face. And they're lying right straight to us. It's craziness. It's like, you know, if you could go and, you know, call bitch slap the TV, it would be great. And they could feel it.
When the New York Times one day does a cover story saying this is based on, in effect, our wiretaps of Donald Trump, and the next day turns around and says, why, nobody was wiretapping Donald Trump. How dare you accuse?
They actually contradict their own stories. The day of inauguration, they had a story right beside the inauguration announcement that they had Trump monitored with multiple data streams going through Intel. It's like, you got to be kidding. And now they deny that they even had any of it when they had multiple stories going on from multiple agencies and multiple Intel leaks through the deep state inside the embedded Obama government. And now Valerie Jarrett's now convinced Trump, you know, Obama, that 2 miles from the White House, they've got this literally war room in this eight-home Barack Obama trying to pretend he's staying there for his daughter's education, when really he's planning a coup d'etat and a seditious overtaking of this government. This is really, really bad. And Trump needs to start firing and jailing people. He needs to stop just sitting around having bowling and pizza. He needs to start chopping heads off. People need to go to jail. They need to track down who leaked this information, and the media needs to shut the hell up. And it's good he shut them up.
As of a few days ago, the main story was that three people very close to Trump had been approved for wiretap by FISA and so on, and that one of them was his attorney. So it was kind of like having his priest confessional bugged.
Oh, no. And it's almost funny. I mean, it would be an SNL thing. It's like putting a bug in the confessional just before he goes in to tell the truth to his priest, is what you're saying.
Oh, I mean, when he's talking to his priest, that line is being bugged. The other thing is, today's story is that Barack Obama did not deal with U.S. intelligence. He dealt through intermediaries with the government communication headquarters in Britain. The same people
that GHCQ, right? So in other words, this is a typical sneaky tactic. You hire a foreign agency to do your snooping, and then you don't have hands-on, so there's no direct trail saying that you actually write a piece of paper doing it.
And can't be made to testify before Congress, yes.
Right. So this is a typical scheme. By the way, this was conceived by the Nazis in 1933 called Project Omega, to make a super agency linking all the agencies at above the intel agencies, literally cross-purposing and even spying in other groups. So they have, you know, the Canadian security intelligence looking at the British and the British looking at the Americans. I mean, this is dirty business. Dirty business.
Sounds disturbingly like FinCEN, the government's financial crimes unit, which has its computers interfaced with Intel, or what's it called? The Global Police Agency and a lot of other entities.
Interpol,
yeah. Where they have the ability to monitor minute by minute, for example, what you are expending, and then the IRS can compare that, if it wants, with what your claimed income is. And they just may see what your lifestyle is on one side and what your claimed income is on the other, and any discrepancy between the two gets you audited.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to use I like taglines because it crystallizes it down, so it's called the no BS zone. You know, I know here O'Reilly said it's no spin zone. Why don't we say the no BS zone is the Deagle Network here? The fact is that if you have an intel agency that can snoop on anybody anytime, like everybody's all so surprised, I'm thinking, yeah, they were surprised enough they were trying to pull my license for talking about this publicly 18 years ago in the board examiners room at the high-rise downtown Denver, because they were freaked out that someone with my level of security clearance is going to say, your government's damned evil. For example, 9/11 was an inside job, so was Ruby Ridge, so was Oklahoma City. In fact, one of the five special op chemical team were all my patients because my boss, Major Swinder, was away doing air. And I examined all five, and one told me in exquisite detail he was exposed to radiation. So he said to me, "Dr. Deagle, you need to test me, man, because I'm going to have normal kids. You know, I'm still, you know, a young guy." And I said, "Well, why are you telling me this?" I said, "I'm an expert on solid explosives. I started making solid fuel rockets and high explosives at 10 and 12. I'd ordered the chemicals. I had a toggle stick thing that we mix them on the other side of literally a wall so we wouldn't blow our hands or our head off. And so I said, "Well, if it's an ANFO bomb," he said, no, "we took care of the Cobar towers. It had seven times as much ANFO. And all it did was blow in some of the windows. It had no structural damage." I said, "You're kidding." He said, no. He said, "We removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micronukes, RDX and high explosive cord and C4 pineapples and C4 on the inside pillars of the parking garage." I said, "You're kidding." He said, "We had three radiation detectors went off scale." So I examined him and did special tests, called him a few days later. He had a little time at a barn near Fort Carson. They court-martialed and hauled my ass into the boardroom at CECOM and gave me death threats. And I told him, "You give me a letter of reference and $50,000 in cash on the barrelhead by tomorrow. And if you track me or my family or I think they're in danger, I got friends in Delta Force and Special Op, and I'll take you out, Major Swinder, and all you board members." And the next day, I got the letter of reference and the $50,000. So you got to understand who Deagle is. I'm a mean SOB. You cross me, you end up dead. You don't end up with a bad day or a headache. You end up dead. Okay? So, you know, I'm a good, solid Christian, but I'm a Joshua Christian. I'll go to heaven, but on the way, if you get in my way, I'm going to send you to hell. Okay? Now, people need to know that. That's why when I get death threats, I put a stop to it real quick. But I'm going to tell the truth to my fellow Christians and the people out there that what's going on now is the end of the game. That's why they're so panicky over Trump, because Obama was trying to terminate this nation. He destroyed the military. He destroyed our readiness. He downregulated our nuclear forces without any equalization in Russia. And, of course, he scared the hell out of the Russians, which is why do you think they're modernizing their nuclear forces? And last October, one quarter of 40 million people did a simulation of a potential nuclear attack by the West and NATO and America on their cities. Do you not understand why the Russians are freaked out when they have 3,500 tanks show up right after Obama's leaving office on the Polish-Russian border, shooting off munitions and like they're getting ready to invade? Come on now. Let's face it. We are the evil bastards of the planet, America. We are the ones that supported and created ISIS. We are the ones that balkanized all these nations and have checked them off. Nation 6, Syria. Nation 7, Iran. And finally, the Russians said, "Nyet." They're the ones that said, "Nyet." Not friggin' Rosie O'Donnell. They said they're Russian version. What's Russian for no?
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So the fact is that the Russians basically said, "Hey, no, we're not going to do this." So when they try to say the Russians went in and killed all these people in Aleppo, it's like, are you kidding me? They're using them as human shields, these freaking ISIS guys that we trained and supported. And, of course, even the Islamic nations that at least temporarily supported them, they're freaked out by it. They realize how damn dangerous these guys are. Even the guys like the King of Saudi Arabia said, "Hey, America did 9/11. It was a self-inflicted wound." And we don't want to believe them. This is after we file a congressional law that allows us to sue the Saudi Arabian government and their people, when in fact Saudi Arabia had freaking nothing to do with 9/11. Nothing. Zero. Nada. And there were no weapons of mass destruction. That's why I refer to Colin Powell as Colin Bell, because he's full of human fecal matter. The son of a bitch caused the death of millions of people and 500,000 children at least, not even having medical drugs, and totally destroyed their country. And you wonder why the Shiite militia are taking over with Iran, most of eastern Iraq. Are you out of your freaking mind?
You were asking me what our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine,
yeah,
is
about. Yeah, yeah.
Chapter 1 is about England breaking free, because after all, they used to have an empire that governed one out of every four people on the planet.
Exactly.
And a lot of them recognized the European Union on using on them the same tactics they had used to colonize others.
I know. They were being colonized by the European Union, and they finally decided not to do it anymore.
So in Chapter 2, The Accidental Empire, I talk about the U.S. Oh, we broke free from the British Empire. Aren't we wonderful? It's just a coincidence that today we have 650 military bases around the world. I mean, yeah, we are the empire now.
Yeah, the fact is, we didn't build a welfare state. We built a warfare state.
Well, we built
and now that we're wrestling with the idea there's going to be 24 million Americans by 2024, I think, or 2026, that'll not be on health care, I have a simple solution. Either expand Medicare or Make affordable catastrophic insurance and sell them these health care networks where it's $10 for a child and $40 for an adult. And we subsidize them through the state so that they actually can get primary care and have catastrophic care, and we won't jam up our emergency rooms. We buy mass amounts of drugs and we make nutraceuticals a total write-off. And we subsidize and make sure that people like our 10-point plan from the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, we can take care of people at a reasonable fractional cost, and everything's a write-off so that you can actually maintain your body like a good car. You bought an expensive vehicle, you'd bring it down for regular maintenance, or your insurance policy would become void. We don't take that approach towards people, do we? It's ridiculous.
In fact, I know that the Congressional Budget Office is rather tilted in its way. Newt Gingrich would just as soon destroy it all together. But right. Nancy Pelosi, when she was pushing Obamacare, she knew how to sit down with the CBO and massage the numbers. They, after all, have to use whatever number they're given by Congress. And so she carefully gave them numbers that showed 1 year of income for the Obamacare in taxes and so on, but only 6 to 9 months of actually covering people. That's how she was able to rig their price and claim it was below $1 trillion.
Yeah, I know. It's just ridiculous.
She was able to manipulate the numbers like crazy. Now the numbers have been manipulated in the other direction, and I must say the Republicans are not all that competent, but they couldn't give the CBO a set of numbers that it had no choice but to put into rational form. I mean, no dynamic scoring. They should have been told it would be 2 to 3 years before they were doing any real money saving.
Well, you know that's going to take that long just for the marketplace to change. I mean, the fact is also you have to also have to have a safety net. It's real simple. Have a system set up so catastrophic insurance is available for all Americans, even if they don't buy it. And then set up a system where you have like this Dr. Umber from Wichita, where you have state-sponsored subsidies so that these clinics will get $10 for a child and $40 for an adult to do things like put a Band-Aid on, check to see if they got pneumonia, make sure that they get their blood pressure meds and so on. And then start adding other things like these functional medicine things that are kind of an add-on that's a minimum cost. So you have groups where you can, you know, spend a small amount of money a month and you get your lab testing done and you can get nutraceuticals at a reduced price and you can buy large amounts of things of care at minimal cost, and you can actually make sure you intervene and prevent people from going down the toilet. I mean,
and our society is paying anyway because people go to the emergency room.
Well, you're going to pay one way or the other. I mean, you're going to pay at the front end. And I even hear people say stupid things like, well, they're going to jam up the emergency departments. Yeah, if you just do what the Republicans are talking about right now, yeah, you will jam up the emergency rooms and you will jam up the hospitals with people who aren't going to pay a damn cent. But somebody's going to pay. They're going to transfer those costs one way or the other onto the rest of us.
Yeah, there ain't no such thing as a free lunch.
Right. And even if they kind of sneak it around the back corner, those hospitals are still going to gouge you. So, for example, if you're going in for a procedure and it would have cost, let's say, in the open marketplace, let's say $1,200 or $1,400, you're going to pay $5,000 because there's going to be people arrive at that hospital that aren't going to pay a damn cent because they don't have insurance. So whether you like it one way or the other, you're going to pay.
Yeah, and meanwhile, this claim you're getting in the media that new Affordable Care Act would cause 24 million people to lose. This is the New York Times.
No. Yeah, they're going to lose, but they're going to walk away from insurance because they don't want to buy it.
Exactly. If you're 25 and you think you're immortal, you're probably not going to want to put health insurance as your first priority.
Right. But all 25-year-olds think they're immortal until something catastrophic happens, that they jump off the diving board and break their shoulder, or they have, you know, a traumatic amputation from playing a stupid sport. You know, what the hell do you think? You know, all these young people think they're going to live forever because they figure, well, my body is fantastic, man. I'm Superman or Superwoman. Not.
Super it.
Yeah. People get smarter as they get older because they start getting wisdom, which takes a lot of pain. A lot of pain.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Let's talk about the book again. The title and how to obtain it is?
Well, the book is Money, Morality, and the Machine, Smith's Law in an Unethical, Overgoverned Age. Smith's Law is a corollary to Gresham's Law, which is that bad money drives out good in the economy. Smith's Law assumes that bad money, which we certainly have today, drives out good values.
Right, which is why, for example, even Bill Clinton said, 18 months ago, even as the campaigns were starting, that, hey, you Americans are paying twice as much for half as much health insurance. And that's when his wife, back in the 90s, was trying to push on Hillary Care, which is a disaster as well, because he didn't deal with the fact of open marketplace. For example, if you have a vehicle, you take that little bus and stick it in, make sure your vehicle is going to work. And if you don't maintain it, your insurance becomes void. And that's why, and I got a little joke here. I got to read this a bit because I think people will laugh their
head off. I'll give people the number to get the book free and
posted. The number is 800-630-1492. Tell us more details about it. How do they get the book?
Well, you just leave your name and number when you call there. We'll call you back. We'll be happy to send it out to you. And that's the only thing you need to do. So the number is free. The shipping of the book is free. The book itself is free, which is a $20 value, all just by calling at the toll-free number 800-630-1492. And if you like my kinds of discussions on here, chances are you'll like the book. It tells how we got into the mess we're in today.
Right.
Just how much deeper it is than you believed it is, and how you can protect yourself from it.
Now, you mentioned an interesting couple of factoids on the break. One, that all these socialist countries like Venezuela and so on that have gone into total socialism and collapse, like Venezuela, where they can't even get IV bags, they were feudal states. And it's pushed by people like Nancy Pelosi that literally master at lying and even manipulating and spinning the Congressional Board Office reports back in 2009 when they said, well, you have to pass it to find out what's in it. And I want to read a little thing from one of my friends, Denny. He says, Pelosi, a major research institute, has just announced the discovery of the densest element yet known to science. The new element has been named Pelosium. Pelosium has one neutron, 12 assistant neutrons, 75 deputy neutrons, 224 assistant deputy neutrons, giving an atomic mass of 311. These particles are held together by dark particles called morons, which are surrounded by vast quantities of lepton-like particles called pions. The symbol of Pelosium is PU. Pelosium's mass actually increases over time as morons randomly interact with various elements in the atmosphere and become assistant deputy neutrons within the Pelosium molecule, leading to the formation of isotopes. This characteristic of moron-promoted leads some scientists to believe that Pelosium is formed whenever morons reach a certain quantity in concentration. The hypothetical quantity is referred to as the critical morass. When catalyzed with money, Pelosium activates CNN adnosium, an element that radiates orders of magnitude more energy, albeit an incoherent noise, since it has half as many pions but twice as many morons as Pelosium.
It's so true. Yeah, she owns a hotel in Hawaiian country. She never lets the staff unionize.
Oh, my. Never lets the staff unionize. Well, I guess that's because she's the master of Pelosium. Get the book. Again, 800-630-1492. The title again, Lowell, is?
Money, Morality, and the Machine.
Stay right there. We'll get. I'll call you back or drop you a Skype message, and we'll get you rebooked. Coming up tomorrow is going to be amazing. We will be having Kirkpar University and Jonathan Gray on, and coming up Thursday, Leon Zagami from Rome and Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Thanks, Lowell. Take care.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.